Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson. Welcome to 6 weeks to Fitness, episode number 30. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, if you know of anyone in need of personal training, group fitness instruction, or nutrition counseling, please contact me at vince@sixweeks.com or call 718-346-5852. Now, in this program, I will be joined by Rosario Rodriguez, a certified Zumba instructor from the Bronx, New York. During the interview, Rosario will discuss her journey to becoming a fitness instructor and why, in her own words, it literally saved her life. Now, remember the words of Walt Disney, who said, "All our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them." And now that's worth thinking about. Welcome back to 6 weeks of Fitness. Rosario Rodriguez is a certified Zumba instructor, currently working at Lucio Roberts, conducting Zumba and boot camp classes in the Bronx and Manhattan. Rosario is studying to be a certified personal trainer through the National Academy of Sports Medicine. I am pleased to have Rosario on our program. Rosario, how are you?
I am great. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being on the program. I really appreciate it. Now, what caught my attention about you, Rosario, is the intensity in which you work out. Almost every day, I would see pictures and videos of you on Facebook doing some type of exercise, and some of these exercises are not the easiest to do, but you do them, and you do them well.
Yes, thank you.
But now, share with my listeners about your journey into health, and what made you such an advocate for living a healthy lifestyle?
Okay, well, my story is, it's a story that hits home. It's a story that I am very excited to share, because I know that there are other individuals with private and personal situations. But my situation started with a phone call. One day I received a phone call from my daughter's school stating that she was severely depressed, and they suggested that I take her to the emergency room right away for a psychiatric evaluation. Okay, I never in my life thought that I would ever receive such a phone call. It was me as a parent, my worst nightmare come true. After that, I didn't know how to cope. I began to eat. I began to gain weight. I began to become depressed. I looked at myself in the mirror, and I no longer recognized who I was. I was a completely different person. I was unhealthy. I was overweight. You know, I sat in my room, and I cried, and I had the aha moment. And that's when I decided, this is it. It's time for me to go back to the gym. It's time for me to get fit and change my life. And that's why it changed my life. It saved me.
All right, because once you got that diagnosis about your daughter,
right,
initially it set you off initially. You didn't know what to do.
No, I didn't. I didn't. And it was just such an intense pain, because I couldn't fix her hurt. I couldn't fix. As a parent, you want to be able to be there and help them get better, and I couldn't do that. So it was just an internal pain. And when I went back to the gym and I started to work out, I was able to release the frustration, the pain, the hurt, and let it go, just let it go there.
So by going back to the gym and the gym allowing you to focus again, what did you do for your daughter?
I became a better person. I became a stronger person. Mentally, I started to talk to her about fitness and how, you know, it could help her, you know, be a little more positive, how it can change the mental status, the physical status. And I think that was the best decision that I could have ever made.
Wow. So as a result of that, now, do your daughter, does she exercise at all?
She from time to time again, she does join in with me. We'll do some push-ups and some squats. And we'll talk about fitness and running, and she, you know, she'll look for me for advice. So yeah, you know, she does participate.
So fitness has come to you like a therapy.
Yes, it is. It's very therapeutic. You can ask anyone that ever sees me work out, and they can tell you I zone out. I completely zone out. I become 100% focused, dedicated, and whatever it is that I'm doing, I accomplish to make that routine the best that I can complete it. I just try the best. Like, just something inside of me explodes, and I just release everything.
I see. So now, that's great, because when I look at the pictures and I see you, it looks like you're in another zone. Like, you just
don't know. Yes.
Yeah, I know, and it's amazing to me. I said, with such intensity, it's amazing. And now your daughter, again, she's doing better now, correct?
Yes, she's doing better. You know, she has her days. With anyone who suffers from depression, there's good days, there's bad days. But I feel in my heart that she will be okay, that she'll get past it, and I will continue to be a huge advocate to fitness and how it can change the mental status and physical status. An individual.
Exactly. All right. So that's good. And now that your daughter, she actually sees it in you.
Yes.
She sees what you're doing.
Yes.
That's only going to help her. Yes. So you're really being a perfect role model for your daughter.
Thank you.
Yes. And not only for your daughter, evidently for clients at Lucille Roberts too, because
yes.
You have them going through some amazing programs. Let me tell you, you
yes.
know? Now, you also said that fitness for you kind of helps you keep your sanity. You mentioned that off the air.
Yes.
Right? So,
it does. Because, you know, being a mom and being in the working world, it can be very stressful. And the gym, it's a way, like I said, it's very therapeutic. It's a way to just go in, release. You know, it's awesome. You meet awesome individuals on the way. You know, the instructors were welcoming and warming to me. You know, it's just been an amazing journey.
Exactly. And you also said that it saved your life, because if you didn't turn to fitness, you don't know where you'd be.
No, honestly, no. My thoughts were I was becoming depressed, because I just didn't know how to cope. I didn't know how to release. So I turned into a positive atmosphere, and
yes, and
it was just the best decision I could have ever made.
Well, not only for yourself, but your daughter, and
right.
also the people that you're helping at
right.
Lucille Roberts.
Absolutely.
Now tell me about the women. I know that all your clients are women at Lucille Roberts,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Now, what are some of the challenges that these women are going through that they come to you to help them out?
The main challenge that the majority of the women have, they're not clear in understanding as to what they're supposed to eat. So, like when I do the boot camp classes, I give the women in my classes a clean eating guide where there's recipes, there's there's links to my social media, there is a list of foods that they should be eating, and a breakdown of what a carb is, what's a protein. Because many individuals just don't know.
Wow. So these women, they need you to educate them on how to eat properly.
Yes, yes. A second issue they have is, you know, their parents, they work, so they have a hard time trying to fit fitness into their schedules. So through my
yes.
social media, they can just take a look, and I'll post videos and short little exercise tips that they can just do at home.
Oh, that's perfect. Because, see, I know that you, in addition to being an instructor, you also have a regular 9-to-5 or 10-to-6 job. You know
yes.
what I mean?
Yes, I do. A 9-to-5. Mm-hmm.
Right. And you also are a full-time parent.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, but you're still able to make time for fitness.
Always. There's always a time. There's always a way.
Right. So that's what I was going to say. I mean, what do you say to these people when they say, look, I'm so busy. I have a job. I have kids. I have, you know, other issues, other obligations. You don't want to hear that, do you?
No, actually, I don't. I feel for me, fitness is a priority. Your health is a priority. If I have to take out 15, 20 minutes on my lunch break, I will. 15, 20 minutes on my lunch break. Get some exercises in. You can do 30-minute workouts in your home. There's always a way.
I'm telling you, I've seen you. I've seen the pictures. I'm like, it looks like before work pictures, lunchtime pictures, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You are getting it in. I've seen
yes.
you do exercises off a chair at work.
Yes. I call it office fitness.
Office fitness, exactly. Now, I know you teach Zumba and boot camp, and yeah. Zumba is like a Latin dance movement, and boot camp is more strength training, body type exercises.
Yes.
Which type do you think is more effective for when it comes to losing weight and toning up?
Okay, I love both, but okay. I prefer boot camp because it requires. I feel like with exercise, you need weights, you need strength training, and you need cardio to get a complete workout for your entire body. And that's why I prefer boot camp. I feel that it is more effective for women who are trying to lose weight and tone and gain muscle.
When you speak to women about working out with weights, they shy away from it. They're afraid to do it. What do you tell women who are afraid to work out with weights?
I tell them all the time, I said, listen, it'll burn the fat and build the muscle, and that's exactly what you want. You don't want to do too much cardio and burn off everything and not build the muscle. And I think it's an easier and most effective way with weight loss.
Yes, most definitely. Now, how much effort do you expect out of your clients? I know that you are very demanding yourself. How much do you expect them to give you?
100%. And if I have to get on the floor and encourage them all the way through it, I do it.
Oh, yes. I believe you do.
I do it. I feel that we need support. And it's important that as an instructor, to support your clients.
Yes, very true. And I think a lot of people come to you with all type of emotional and physical issues.
Yes, yes. And I can relate.
And
relate. Yes, definitely.
See, that's so important. Now, I've seen before and after pictures of you where your stomach was kind of flat, not that defined. But
right.
your after pictures, you got like the coveted six pack going on.
Yes, I am very proud of my six pack. I worked really hard for that.
All right, so tell us what do you do for your six pack?
Okay, you have to eat completely healthy. A lot of women come up to me, and the main question they ask is, how do I get rid of my stomach? And the first question I ask, well, how's your diet? You know, you have to cut out all the greasy and fried and salty and sugary foods. I said, that right there is where your fat will accumulate. Once you begin to eat healthier, it will be easier for you to lose the fat on the stomach. And then I begin to recommend add exercises.
Okay, good. Because I always say that a flat stomach is made in the kitchen, not in the gym.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So now that you tell them and you talk to them about the importance of eating healthy, all right, and you give them abdominal exercises, are there certain abdominal exercises that's more effective than others?
For me, it's a combination. I like the good old-fashioned sit-ups and crunches and leg lifts and planks. It's a total combination because there's different areas of your stomach and that you have to kind of hit with different types of exercises in order for those muscles to develop. So that there is no one exercise that I prefer over any. It's a combination.
Perfect. I get it.
Yeah.
Now, most women will also tell me that it's impossible to flatten their stomach once you have kids. What do you tell them about that?
I lift my shirt. I tell women, really? Because I have a 16-year-old daughter, and I lift my shirt. That's all I have to do. And I tell them, it is possible. I was told by different individuals, oh, you're never going to lose that stomach. It's okay because of your age. You know what? I proved everyone wrong. I was on a mission to say, you know what? I'm not expecting that.
Yes. Very, very good. And like you said, you lift up your shirt and say, look,
yes.
Look at this. Yeah. I can see you doing just that. Now, how many days a week do you exercise?
I try from 3 to 5. I mean, if you let me, I'll be there 7 days a week in the gym. But unfortunately, you know, I have other priorities I have to take care of. But yes, 3 to 5.
But you'll still get it in, right?
Yes, oh, definitely.
And how long? How long are your workouts?
You know what? I was trained by a personal trainer who his style was CrossFit, and he trained me, trained smart, Anywhere from 30 minutes an hour. He told me, I don't need more than that. And it's true. My boot camp classes are 30 minutes.
Exactly.
And these women get a workout in 30 minutes.
Yes. I mean, have you seen people in the gym working out for 2-3 hours?
That's too much. Yes, that's too much.
Exactly. And then if you look at them 6 months from now, they look the same.
Exactly the same. Absolutely.
That's horrible. Now, the holidays are upon us, right? And some of the most important holidays, the most challenging, is of anywhere from Thanksgiving to New Year's, right?
Yeah,
the most
absolutely. Challenging. Right.
So what do you tell your clients about training and exercising during this time of year?
That there's no excuses to envision their goal, what they want to look like. Focus on that. It's okay to eat. But eat in moderation. Try not to overdo it and stay away from the sweets. That's what I told them. If they want that six pack and that bikini body by the summer, let's go. Let's get it now. It's sacrifice. Nothing awesome comes easy. Everything takes hard work.
Wow. And so you encourage them, you motivate them that even at this time of year to stick with it, right?
Yes, I do.
And one of the things I tell people is even if you can't get it in later in the day, well, do something in the morning, you know?
Yeah, there's always time, you know. Gyms are open. There's all types of classes. There's parks. I don't know if people have even noticed. There's parks now. They have, like, little fitness corners where you can do push-ups. There's tracks. There's always a way. There isn't an excuse. I didn't lose 30 pounds giving excuses.
Ah, 30 pounds.
Yes.
How long did it take you to lose 30 pounds?
The first 2 months, I lost 20. And then
really?
It took the rest of the year to lose the 10 because it's 10 plus inches plus building muscle. Your body just starts to go through transformations. So it took me about a year to get to the level where I am now.
Now, what do you tell people about this holiday season, though, as far as how to eat?
I tell them, you know, there's going to be turkey and chicken protein. Make sure they get their veggies in. Try to stay away from the sweet. I'm an advocate of protein, veggies, and healthy fats. You know, so that they continue to try to stay consistent. You know, sometimes they fall off the track and they're a little sad, and I encourage them. It's okay. You know, just get right back on and start again. It's okay. We're not perfect. We're going to fall a few times until they learn and allow themselves to create a routine.
You help them create a routine?
They come for advice, and I do. That's why through social media, I also post some meals that I eat, and that way they can get some ideas. And I also give them websites that they can go to and get other recipe ideas. So, yeah, I do encourage and help them.
You really do a lot for your clients. That's really impressive, I must say, you know?
Thank you. But
what's next for you, Rosaria? What are your goals?
My goals? To continue to grow as a person. When I say that, continue to be the best that I can with fitness. Continue to be role models for other individuals. You know, I know... yes, I teach at Gun Hill, Lucille Roberts, mainly, and, you know, it's a great place, a perfect opportunity, but I know I say this and people tend to chuckle when I say, but I want to change lives. You know, I want to make a difference in individuals' lives as far as fitness-wise and continue to advocate and continue to spread my passion and inspire other individuals to dedicate their time to a more healthier lifestyle.
Nice. Well, I tell you, I don't chuckle at it because you can change lives.
Yeah.
And you are. If someone was to look at your Facebook page, they can see that you're changing lives just by watching you.
I really hope so.
So how can they follow you on Facebook?
Well, they can send me a friend request. Charo, CHARO 32 at facebook.com. And I also have an Instagram. It's at Fit for Life, FIT, the number 4, LIFE, Charo, CHARO.
Perfect. Perfect. That's excellent. And now I definitely expect to hear great things from you. And I look forward to working with you with my Body Sculpt of New York organization and my 6 weeks of fitness program.
Well, that would be awesome. And I actually look forward to that.
You will be hearing from me in the new year because I always need trainers and I'm going to be, you know, touching base with you. So I know you're at the Gun Hill location, you said, in the Bronx, but you go, yes, you go to Manhattan now and then, right?
Every now and then when needed, but I'm found Fordham, I do Zumba, and then Gun Hill, I teach Zumba and the
yes,
boot camp class. So I can be found at those two locations.
Because I'm looking to do some 6 weeks of fitness challenges. And I'll definitely talk to you more about that. I think you'll be a great trainer for my classes. I really do.
Awesome.
On behalf of Body Sculpt of New York and 6 weeks of fitness, I want to thank you for coming on our show. And to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 weeks to Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions or comments about this show or others, please leave them on my 6 weeks to Fitness blog at www.6weeks.com or email me at vince@6weeks.com. Take care and bye-bye.